Listener, this episode is brought to you by Helix, my absolute favorite mattress. I am getting the best sleep of my life on a Helix. And you can too if you go over and take their little quiz, their 2-minute quiz. It's going to match you with the perfect mattress for you. And you'll be sleeping like a baby in no time. And right now, Helix is offering 25% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex and use code HelixPartner20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, the values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with 2 young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
I have 2 phones too. This is my phone, and then that my phone in my bag is my dick phone. It's just for dicks.
See, that's at a level that I'm not
it's
at.
Unnecessary. Don't send me like an amazing dick pic and then I have to go to fucking Nebraska. if you have a great dick and
will
live in New York.
Will not travel for dick.
I mean, I will if it's that good, but like, I be close to a comedy club. Straight dudes, dick pics, 321-431-1426.
For our listeners with dicks, what is the number one? Like, how do you take the best possible
it's
dick
like, okay, if you're going to compare with size, compare with something nice. Don't use, like, a shitty-ass remote, because now we know you don't have a flat-screen TV.
Of the Washington, D.C. area, I am coming to our Bottom Nation's capital to do stand-up. Come see me live. You're going to have such a great time. I will be there January 6th, 7th, and 8th, and then back to New York City for Sunday school as usual on the 9th. AshleyGavin.com. Go get your tickets. If the ticket link isn't up yet, because I literally just booked this, sign up for the mailing list and put your zip code. You know what? No matter who you are, sign up for the mailing list, because I get dozens of DMs every time I'm in a city. People waited till the last minute to buy the tickets. Everything's totally sold out. Hundreds of tickets sold out. And people are like, is there any way? No, no. Stop being a little bottom and do what you're told. AshleyGavin.com. Stick your zip code in there and you will hear about tickets before anyone on my Instagram or this podcast or anyone else. Okay? So go over there and do that right now. Hump on over. Trip on over to AshleyGavin.com to sign up for my mailing list. Residents of Bottom Nation, thank you so much for the past few weeks for being patient with the audio notes on this. The past few weeks have been some of the best of my life. I've loved coming to your cities and meeting you and taking photos with you. I will never, ever forget this. So if you were able to come, thank you. If you're a patron and you're sponsoring this podcast, patreon.com/WHGS, thank you so much. I am still under a lot of water, but I'm finally on my way up for air, and it's all because of you, and I'm just so grateful. And a lot of you have been messaging me, asking me how I'm doing. I am much better. These episodes are on a little bit of a delay, so my spirits are good today. And on today's episode, we have Akeem Woods. He opens for like every great comedian that you've ever seen. Tiffany Haddish, Godfrey, just so many great comics. You've seen him on the Kevin Hart LOL Network. He's truly a fantastic comedian. And oh boy, we get into some really funny stuff about his 2 different phones and the purposes that they serve. Hashtag dick phone. All right. Yeah, I hope you're having as good a time as I am these days. And if you're not, I hope this episode makes you laugh. I think it's a really great one. Have a great week, guys. Have a great week, Bottoms. It is what it is.
Oh, no.
It is what it is.
Oh, no.
Okay.
The soundboard is not working. So I am the soundboard. Huge. Huge.
Do you guys have theme music?
We have a premiumbeat.com.
Oh, so do you guys put this like post podcast?
Yeah, it's all post.
Okay.
Yeah, we're starting now.
Okay.
We don't have a great way to get into it, Akeem. We just go into it.
There's one thing about lesbians, it's that we hate foreplay.
No, I think we love foreplay. I would say the whole
podcast is foreplay.
There's no real
there's no real climax. It's just like a lot of
sex.
Wait, so no all these videos okay. are all these videos on too already?
Yeah, they're on.
Oh, okay. Where does this go? To YouTube?
Yes, yeah. YouTube.
Hi, YouTube.
Yeah. Well, we are in the apartment. We're having gay sex. We have not had gay sex in a while.
No, we haven't.
We've shifted from ball caps to beanies.
We have. The seasons have changed since we last had gay sex.
So I have a lot of stories for you, Kate.
I can't wait.
And we have a great guest today.
Yes, we do. We're very lucky.
Yeah, a nationally touring gay.
Hello, I've been everywhere.
Yes, he has. You've
country.
Opened. You were just saying you toured with Godfrey. If you don't know what that means, you're a fucking idiot. Get out of here.
I've toured with Godfrey for like 3 or 4 years. Opened for Tiffany Haddish twice. We did 2 shows in Tampa.
You've been on the LOL Network.
Yes, I've been on Kevin Hart's LOL Network twice. Three times. I wrote on a TV show for BET, got canceled. And
for a second, I thought that was the title of the show.
Got canceled.
Or didn't get made, whichever one sounds worse. Now I'm in New York. And
you're bi-coastal, though. You're back and forth, baby. You're zipping, you're zapping.
I'm going to be in New York until November. Until January.
Nice.
And then I go back.
Well, we're so glad you're here. We've been trying to get you on. I've been sort of an idiot at scheduling. I've been very busy as well.
Yeah.
I have also been busy.
Ooh, look at us. We're signed to the same agent. We just figured that out a few minutes
ago. Yes, yeah. We're both with Avalon.
Avalon.
This is a lot of industry talk. No one gives a shit, but we like to feel good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Akeem Woods.
Akeem
everybody.
Woods.
Woo! This is when I would hit the soundboard.
Is this
and be
my
like,
camera?
Yeah.
It's our camera. That's the wide. This is the couch. That's Kate.
Okay. So you just have three different phones?
That's my sister. She gave it to me. That's my old ass phone that I didn't throw away. Uh-huh. And that's my current phone. These two don't have SIM cards. I'm not like a
Kardashian. I know. I have three phones. I have two phones too. This is my phone. And then my phone in my bag is my dick phone.
So it has.
What?
Yeah. What? So it has a SIM card.
But it's just for dicks.
See, that's at a level that I'm not
It's
at.
Unnecessary.
I don't have a pussy phone.
Yeah. Well, I mean, gay dudes are aggressive.
Do you call it the banana phone?
No, it's called the dick phone.
Banana phone. Zip, zap, zip. Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
No.
I don't even really know what I'm talking
about. Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like before us, but we know that
it
exists.
No, it's me. No.
Okay.
It was us. It was millennials.
How
old are you?
34. I turn 34 next week. This will be out the week after my birthday. I'm 34.
I'm 31. Well, I'm
both of you will have birthdays.
Birthdays.
That's right. We are.
Our birthdays are November
twinsies.
16th and the 17th. Send us money.
Yeah.
So are you both Scorpios?
Comic 321, I think. I don't know. Yes, we're both.
Wait, sorry. I didn't mean to
comic
step on your Venmo.
321.
It might be my Venmo. I don't remember.
Give out the dick number, man. That's what people are here for.
No. I'm not giving out my dick number. 321-431-1426. But that's my number.
Do you want me to bleep that?
No, babe, I don't give.
Alex, do not bleep that.
Yeah, put it in.
Let the dick come in.
Good dick. Good quality dick, but also local dick. I'm not trying. Don't send me like an amazing dick pic, and then I have to go to fucking Nebraska. if you have a great dick and
we'll
live in New York.
Will not travel for dick.
I mean, I will if it's that good, but like... be close to a comedy club.
Exactly.
So I can book something.
That does sound like some
if
Nebraska shit,
If your dick
shit,
is
though.
Currently at the Chuckle Hut in Tampa.
Yeah. If you're by Side Splitters, I do Side Splitters I do Tampa Improv because it's better, but you know. You can bleep that out. No, I'm joking.
We don't care.
Yeah, you don't have to bleep
I mean, they might be listening.
No, let them
listen.
We don't know. They don't book me. I don't care.
You look super fucking cozy. Look at you, you teddy bear.
I'm going cozy today.
Yeah.
That was my MO. Mostly because I broke the thermostat in our house and I haven't been able to fix it.
Oh, no. How long have you lived in this apartment? It's so cute.
It'll be 3 years in the new year, like
it's
January.
Adorable.
Thank you.
The thing. It just doesn't give off lesbian
that's
vibes.
That's what I wanted to start with. You came in hot and you were like, this doesn't look like a lesbian apartment.
It doesn't. It looks like a base. No offense. It looks like a basic white girl apartment. Like, it just looks like
I think
you
there's,
got, like,
there's
plants.
Some overlap between lesbian and
I don't
basic
see,
white girl.
Like, if I came to this person's apartment, I'd be like, this is a gay man.
Or a
gay man or a straight white woman.
I will say, I do want to redecorate. I just don't have, like, I'm not spending money to redecorate my apartment right now. That's insane. I just hired a full-time employee.
Did you?
Yeah, this is the last episode we're going to be recording in this apartment without him, which is crazy.
Who is he?
His name's Alex, and he edits and will be producing this podcast. Patreon.com/WHGS. I can't redecorate my apartment. I have not talked to Alex about his sexuality. So I'm not going to answer for Alex.
Okay, Alex, if you are gay, you have my number now. So do with that whatever you want.
Yeah, so he's going to be here from now on. Isn't that so special?
It's exciting.
I'll just take a moment of gratitude for everybody, to everybody. Like, all you patrons made that possible. And I just signed with my, like, dream agency.
Oh, you just signed with, can you say?
Yeah, with WME.
Oh, yay.
And if you guys don't know what that means, gay, God bless you. I wish I had your fucking life. I would love to not know what WME. This means, this is all stupid industry stuff, and I truly, like, don't care to tell you this. But the reason I'm telling you this is going to dramatically affect my life, and it's 100% because you listen to this podcast. No one else gave a fuck. I have, like, nothing going on except for you literally listening right now. So thank you, because you changed my life and I love you. Sorry, Akeem. This is very deeply personal.
I thought you were going to be. I feel this. Everything. I feel the same way, except I didn't make a big sign yet. but I am doing very okay because I live in two different hoods. So it's
great. You're bi-coastal. Yeah, yeah. South Central Los Angeles. You've got a dick phone. You're doing very well.
Just dicks. It's great.
And I hope, listener, that you know that I fully still hate myself. So don't think that my head is getting big over here. The fucking vacuum. Are you kidding me?
Oh, guys, I know you can hear the vacuum. Listen, I have, yes, so I have my dick in the vacuum, okay? So sue me. Yeah. So make some law papers, put it together, get
law
a lawyer,
papers.
And fucking sue me, because I've got my dick in the vacuum again. It's a Thursday afternoon, and that's when I do my dick vacuuming, okay? So get the fuck
it's
over
out
it.
The hallway.
Why do they vacuum the hallway?
I don't know.
Because that's how long my dick is.
Jesus. I will say that I do like the fat cat, though.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's cute.
Wait, can I just say that was a sick riff? You're literally in here. My dick is so long, they have to go into the hallway to reach the end of it. You want to get to the tip of my dick, go into the hall, leave the apartment, walk down. We're having gay sex in the hallway and the apartment. My dick is so big.
Although I do like that light.
He's still
though.
On.
How does that light turn on? Is it a switch? Hey.
Okay, Google, lights.
Okay. Hey, Google, turn on the sky lamp. I'm so sorry. Fuck you. Fuck you. Honestly. Oh. Hey, Google.
She turned on something else.
Turn on the sky lamp.
Oh.
Yeah, this is not a gay woman's apartment. This is cute, though.
Thank you. It's a little messy right now.
No, I love the little... Okay, Google, turn the shits off.
Hey, Google.
Did your phone also respond?
Yeah.
Hey, Google. Oh, by the way, all of our listeners' lights are, like, turning off and on right now.
Yeah.
Hey, Google, turn off all the lights. There you go.
Wait, I'm going to fuck with the people at home. Hey, Google, emergency, turn on the alarm. Would that work?
I don't know.
No, 2
a.m.
If I wake up at 2 in the morning, I'm going to fucking kill you.
Oh, there you go, baby.
Right before you leave for tour.
Alarm goes up. All right. Well, I think we're kind of warmed up.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that you have a phone for dick. Why do you have a separate phone for dick?
Well, I don't like, because all my booking emails are on there, my website, my tour dates, everything like professionals on here.
Yeah.
And I don't want like my new, there's a slew of dick pics. If my nudes get leaked, it was me.
It's for not just for other people to meet you, but for you to have security around your cock.
Yeah, yeah. So and then all of my sex stuff, like I watch porn and everything, and all my gay stuff is on the phone that's in the bag.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't have any. I have taken like a handful, like maybe 5 nudes in my entire life.
Mm.
I don't. There would be. It would be so hard to even just find them if you hacked my phone. It's like a needle in a haystack.
Yeah. So that's the thing. This phone is completely. This has nothing on it. And then this phone's straight. And then that phone is super, super, super gay. So that's the difference.
This phone belongs in this apartment.
Yeah,
is what you're trying
to say. 100%. But that phone doesn't. That's in the East Village.
I don't take many. I don't really take nudes. But
I don't think women. Really ask for nudes from I don't feel like you guys.
That was,
you guys
I've been
really...
in like long
my
distance.
My ex-girlfriend enjoyed receiving a nudie photo.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
But it is different.
I was at the right age to have a false trust in Snapchat. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, I have some hot ass snaps saved on my dick phone. Yeah.
Do you have a name for your dick phone?
That's it.
Dick phone. That's I mean, it's a good. Yeah. It's a good name.
It is a good name.
Ah, well. I am Ashley Gavin. I am a cis gay white woman. She, her pronouns. My birthday was 11/17. You little bitch if you forgot about it. Fuck you. I need love and attention this year because I am alone. But actually, I'm feeling so good.
That's it. That's really it.
That's good.
And as always, my cancel coach, to keep me from getting canceled, give me a sports reference, Akeem.
Oh, baby, I'm not that type of gay. I don't know sports.
What's a sport?
Tennis.
Tennis. The cancel coach to keep me from getting canceled, is that a backhand or is her hand back there?
Oh my Let's... God.
I'm not sure what that means. Give it up for the fat in the chat, Kate Sis.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Kate Sis, the cancel coach, the fat in the chat. I am a white bisexual lesbian dyke, and my gender of the week, as submitted by the listeners. This was a funny interaction that I appreciated with the listener who rolled with it very sweetly. She was, or this person was very nice. Somebody was like, oh, you're the Pillsbury Doughboy. And I was like, only if it's this version. And I sent back that joke video of somebody like tickling the Pillsbury Doughboy, like in the commercial, but then the Pillsbury Doughboy is like laughing, and it's like and poops.
Like, does he poop out a little cookie?
It poops out like little like frosting. And so the person was like, okay, I amend my submission. This is you.
I was gonna roast you for this being the longest bit without a punchline ever told, but then the ending was very cute, and yeah. I can see that for you.
Thank you.
And the very fancy bi-coastal, catch him on BET, but not actually.
But soon.
Maybe.
Something else.
Yeah, I catch you on tour. I'm on the road with Godfrey right now. Akeem Woods, a black gay dude.
Awesome.
Nice. Yeah.
He, him, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, this is great. I have, Akeem, you're here on a good episode for my story because I have been holding in this story from Kate.
Ooh.
Kate is privy.
I want to know.
To some of the background.
Okay.
And you are going to be mad.
Oh, no.
Oh, no! I know what it is!
Did you sleep with your ex?
No. That is a good guess, though.
That is a good guess.
Okay. I already know that you know. I can see it in your eyes.
You slept with a dude?
No. Akeem, we would have to shut this show down.
Okay, I don't know.
If I slept with a man, I would literally... I'd be in a hospital. Something's wrong. Someone has to do a wellness check on me.
Have you ever slept with a man?
No.
Ooh.
Not that this.
No, no, that's nothing wrong. I've never slept with a woman.
Oh.
Yeah, yay. Gold Star Games. Woo.
She's kissed a boy, though.
I've kissed a boy.
It's called Spin the Bottle. I kept losing. I was trying to kiss Steve, and it didn't land on Steve. And then it finally landed on Steve. I'm like, oh, no, Steve.
Have I mentioned this before, playing Kiss or Fight?
Kiss or Fight?
Yeah, in college we played Spin the Bottle, but it was called Kiss or Fight. And so
if you landed on someone of the same sex, you had to fight them?
No, just like if you didn't consent to kissing, then you had to fight.
Jesus Christ, that's aggressive.
Yeah, I got hurt.
Your heart and your body.
Yeah.
It was just like this huge, tall man, and I was like, fight.
You didn't want to kiss him?
No.
Wow, I would fight everybody because I wouldn't want to kiss the boys, but I also wouldn't want to be labeled as gay.
But this was college, so yeah. I wish
I went to college just because that's where all the dudes are experiencing. Like, oh, maybe I'm gay. I'm like, oh, maybe you
didn't
are.
You didn't go to college?
No.
That is a great place to be gay.
I know, I didn't go. Because I knew I wanted to do comedy since high school. I started when I was 19, so since I graduated.
I wish I had done that. I regret. So. Although it was great to come out at a women's college and to like have that experience.
Oh, that's cool.
I was thinking about that. Like when I came out, it was like being straight. I didn't really come out at college. I just was.
What was your what do you go to school for?
Computer science.
Oh, so that's why you know all this technical stuff? Yeah. Except for the soundboard.
Wouldn't it be so embarrassing if I were like, yeah, I've programmed robots to detect biochemical anomalies and help save human lives in areas that are war torn, but but I cannot get this fucking soundboard to work. Anyway, yes, so I've had quite a bit of gay sex the past week and a half, and look, listener, if you're listening, you know that I have a habit of not sleeping with women after shows. Do you have a policy on this?
No, God, no. I fuck dudes after shows all the time. Yeah, I'm adamantly trying to fuck dudes after the show. Yeah, we have vastly different... Yeah.
So for me, it's like I used to.
Okay.
But since the podcast and since people have come to shows specifically to see me, and I'm not saying that in an arrogant way, it's just kind of what it is. I have felt this weird power dynamic, but then I was realizing
where they know every sex story.
They know every detail of my entire life.
Because you share it on your podcast.
Because I share it on my podcast. There's an unequal platform.
Yeah.
So I was like, it's kind of weird. But
I feel that if I ever get wildly famous, I'm fucking all type of groupies. But, yeah, 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 we're vastly. Oh, you know me? Okay, you about to know me a little more. Okay, but that's just what I'm gonna do. But.
I love it.
And
I love it.
I have not been perfect. I've slipped up a couple times, but I'm actually glad that I've slipped up because it made me better at it. Like, it's gotten me used to, like,
better at navigating
it.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant better at sex. Yeah.
I'm glad my finger slipped in there because I'm actually now pretty good at it.
That's good.
Does this sound arrogant, what I'm saying right now, Kate?
No.
Okay.
On an unrelated note, if I do this podcast again, I want the green cord.
Oh, do you want to switch right now?
No, that's petty, but I just want you to know.
Green's my favorite color. I'm really sorry that I didn't offer you the green cord.
No, that's
cord.
Fine. Green's
my
favorite color.
I got these cords actually so that they're brand new.
Yeah.
Specifically so that I could offer, but I've been forgetting to offer
that's
because
fine.
They're new.
Yeah, next time.
And they're rainbow. Well,
part of it is that you asked me what I wanted, and I said I wanted the green.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Well, this is about your guest.
Well, actually, so Kate, from now on.
Wouldn't it be
on,
funny if you were like, yeah, I want to switch, and I was like, no. I don't want to.
No, it's
we can
fine
switch.
Now.
We can switch immediately.
Totally cool. I just wanted to point it out. Go ahead.
I will abdicate the green next time that okay. Akeem is back.
Okay. Well, don't act like it's up to you. It's up to me. But who's topping who? Everyone was like, Kate would top you. And I was like, you have no fucking idea. So anyway, I've slipped up a couple times and it's made me realize this barrier is not a real one. It's like, it's okay that people listen to my podcast. I just need to be sensitive and understand how to navigate that parasocial turning into an actual social relationship. Some people are going to be okay doing that, and other people I'm not going to want to do that with. Look, Kate is, okay, for the listener, Kate's face is just, I don't even know how are you feeling right now, Kate? Because you're looking at me like I am the worst person on the planet.
Just bracing myself.
Okay.
Okay, so you guys did a show.
I did a show, and there's this girl who sometimes comes to shows, and mm-hmm. she's only listened, she has not listened to that many episodes of the pod. She's listened to like maybe 10 episodes of the pod.
Yeah.
Hopefully okay, so Chelsea posits that this type of listener does not exist.
She
that
exists.
Somebody has either never listened or has listened to every single episode.
So she exists.
Okay.
She's got another pod that she enjoys much more, My Favorite Murder.
Okay.
And look, I had a date. My date fell through. And I'm feeling vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
I go to my show.
Oh, okay.
Was this in New York?
Yeah. This very petite ballerina dancer, literally professional ballerina, comes up to me after the show. It's the Halloween show. Mm-hmm. I'm wearing a dress. I'm feeling vulnerable.
Where was this Halloween show?
At Sour Mouse, the show you did.
Oh, okay.
I'm wearing a dress. I'm feeling vulnerable. She's in a little outfit, you know. She comes up to me. There's just something about being taller.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm 5'7", so I don't have to deal with that, but yeah.
But do you feel like, do you like looking up at a guy? Because when I can look down,
I don't care.
You don't care. Not a thing for you at all. Yeah. Look, I have dated, my college girlfriend was 5'10". I've dated girls that are taller than me. I'm 5'8".
Okay.
It doesn't really matter, but it is, I would say it is a turn on to like look down and they're looking
on an unrelated note. I feel like a villain and I love it.
So Fulton has parked on Akeem's lap, yeah. And his nails are a little long right now, and I'm just really sorry about that. I should have clipped.
Besides that, it's fine.
So cute. Yeah, and we were just walking around.
What do you mean you were just walking around?
We were walking around the Lower East Side.
Oh, game over.
Oh, you and this ballerina woman.
Yeah, after the show.
Okay.
And the first night. So one night we were walking around just talking. I did not make a move. I went home. I was like, no, don't do this. Don't talk to her. Too young for you.
How old was she?
She's old enough to drink. She's not old enough to rent a car. And
okay, so 22.
I liked her. And so I started texting her and the texts may have gotten sexual.
Mm-hmm.
How are you feeling about this?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then she came to another show.
Okay.
And I found out that she had never been with a girl before.
Oh.
So the stakes have been raised.
Yeah.
And I fucked her anyway.
Oh my God.
Was it good?
Yeah. We have really good chemistry.
That's good.
Here's the thing. She's like an artist. She like pulled out her ballerina videos and we were watching them and she was critiquing herself and she cried about how the pandemic took away two audition seasons from her. Ugh. We connected on that art level.
This is way too gay for me.
You know what I mean?
I know. You are very drawn to people who have passions.
Yeah. And she's like a pro. She's like not. Yeah. And
how many times do you guys fuck?
We've fucked like 6 or 7 times now. We've seen each other a bunch of times. She's like kind of main right now. I'm really sorry to the listener. I'm really sorry.
Well, does she know you're going to talk about it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah, I really thought this would be more climactic. Kind of feels like a dud of a story, to be perfectly honest.
I literally just screamed, oh my god. Okay, here's the thing I'm gonna nitpick at. How are you a ballerina and you've never had sex with a woman before?
Why was there no black swan situation?
I mean, come on.
Have you seen Black Swan?
No, baby, I'm gay. No. I know there's like a big lesbian moment and I'm fine.
Yes. Well, I was this woman's big lesbian moment, I guess.
Which you guys fucked here?
Yes. All the fucking usually takes place here.
That's good.
Do you don't fuck at other people's houses?
Look at my apartment.
I know, but I'm interested.
I've got the Helix mattress, baby.
It's a nice apartment. I'd be fucking motherfuckers here.
Is it a fear thing for you?
Fear?
Like, are you, is it too vulnerable to be in somebody else's space?
No, a lot of people in New York have roommates, and I don't have a roommate. I think that's the number one thing.
Yeah, that's why I fuck in other niggas' apartment. I got roommates. Although I fucked in my apartment, too, because you're horny sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Like, I've definitely gone to other girls' places, but, like, this is usually where we're at, because we don't have to deal with a roommate.
And it's a cute place. If I lived here, I'd be fucking niggas all the time.
The dick phone would be buzzing.
It would be. It might be buzzing now, but it's off. Dick phone. I'm gonna turn it on later when I leave.
Oh, Fulton, you are so happy. Look at you being so happy.
Yeah, I would love to have my own place out here. It's too expensive.
Yeah, of course.
Because then you're keeping one in LA. Yeah, exactly. I can afford one out here, but then I have to get one in LA.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do that. So
yeah.
I'll just keep both.
So I really thought there would be more, that's it. I'm just having sex regularly with someone.
With
yes, that's exactly
that I don't love. But we became friends. We're friends.
Okay.
She's cool.
And she's main.
I don't know if I want to use that title because I do feel like it's a little more of a just sex situation.
Okay.
We haven't really been on dates.
Okay.
Are you looking for dates or are you just trying to
start? I think I'm ready. So this has been a thing. I just got out of something and I think I'm ready to start looking for wife.
Yeah. So I guess that's my question.
The ultimate main.
Is since the last main, you decided.
Also, that main may be making a reoccurrence. So it's main's on main's over here.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Okay. We got lunch together and we went to Trader Joe's and then we made out on the corner.
Well, I like her.
I know you like her.
But I'm processing.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm planning on how I'm going to take over the world.
Yeah, but that's really it.
So here's the question.
Yeah.
You decided you're ready for wife.
I'm feeling like I want to date seriously.
And now you're in a black swan.
Actually, let me augment that. I have a lot going on career-wise, so it might not be I'm ready to dip my toe in the serious dating water.
Okay.
If she came along tomorrow, I would be ready to like hang out.
Okay. I don't know.
No question? What was the question? If I'm ready for a
wife. If you're ready for wife, then why are you in the black swan situation?
Because I'm not going to not fuck while I'm looking for a woman.
Yeah,
for
you're
a
not
going
to be celibate if she's good at it or whatever. Which, I mean, I don't know how lesbian sex works, but like, I'm sure it's fun.
But this is sounding like you've had sex 7 times in 7 days.
Yeah, we've seen each other like every other night.
Ooh,
yeah, it's like
which is kind of
regular.
Which is kind of regular.
And we're having conversations about like what would happen if one of us met somebody like that. Door is like totally we are
okay
talking about it.
Okay.
It would suck to not have sex with her anymore.
Okay.
She's hot.
Okay.
And she's young and dumb.
No comment. Zero. What? You're trying to get me right now?
This is me saying it. This is me. I'm saying she's young. And normally when you're young, you are dumb.
Look, I will say she's fun.
Yeah, dumb.
No, she's
listen,
not dumb.
Everybody, I'm saying it. Ashley's not saying it. I'm saying it. Viewer who's watching, Samantha, Jessica, whatever your name is, I'm the one calling you dumb. It is not Ashley. And it's fine, because when I was 22, I was also dumb.
And I was dumb.
Yeah.
The thing is that she's only ever been a professional dancer. So she didn't go to school. She immediately went out in the world and started working. So she is actually quite mature in this very specific way around the art, which I find like super attractive.
Yeah.
Very attractive. Is she also the age that she is at that I am not mentioning? Yes, she is.
Yeah, she's dumb.
No.
And it's not a problem to be dumb. We were all dumb. I'm dumb too. Shit, we'll be dumb together, just in separate spaces.
My biggest fear is the listeners are going to be listening to this like, Ashley, the podcast has changed her. The podcast has changed her. She thinks she's so fucking... I just connected with her. I don't know how to explain it.
No, okay. I'm sure she's adorable.
You know, you ever watch Parks and Rec and Ron Swanson?
I never watched it.
Okay, so. Well, he is his ex named Tammy. Okay. Who has the psychosexual hold on him, and every time they're in the same room, they like must fuck.
Yeah,
she and I have that thing.
Okay,
great. I'm sure that won't get in the way of you finding your wife at all.
I love this cat. Can we just say how much I love this cat?
He's so sweet.
I normally hate cats, but not this one.
Well, that is my gay sex from this week.
Okay.
Listener, I want you to know that I'm trying to be very responsible about this whole thing. Open communication.
Just tell another listener.
I'm allowed to have fun, okay? I have worked hard. I have worked 8 years for this moment of my career, okay?
I've worked 8 years to fuck a ballerina. Who's never done it with a woman.
Was she dressed as a ballerina for Halloween?
No.
Okay, well, that's good.
But she looked good.
What was she dressed as? Can you say?
Wednesday Addams. Like sexy Wednesday Addams.
Okay.
Let me clarify. I also, there's nothing wrong with never having been with a woman.
Yeah,
before.
Look at you, cancel coach.
No, I am working on
it. But I think this speaks to actually that you don't have to be scared for a first time with your same sex. If you have chemistry, you're going to know what to do.
Yes. But I will also
say, what to do.
I will also say, as someone who, there's an uncontrollable amount of emotion there.
Were your first time?
Yeah.
Not mine.
Like attraction then.
Oh, okay, maybe.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing that's interesting about having sex with her is it's like very connected.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it because she and I are definitely not falling in love, but the sex is like very connected.
Yeah.
It's really very good.
There's a lot of, we've talked about this before. There's a lot of sexual hope pent up. And then when you do it for the first time, it's like, boom.
I actually, she's like, no, she's had a lot of sex with men and she like definitely is like, on the kinky side of things. Like, she knows, she, like, has things that she likes to do.
Okay.
So she's,
I'm not
like
saying she doesn't know anything. I just...
Yeah, stop making fun of my little,
I'm not making fun of her. I'm literally specifically saying it's not a problem that she's never slept with a woman before. I'm not saying there's a problem. What I'm saying is when I was being with a woman for the first time, it made me crazy. It made me crazy. It rewired my brain. I'd been waiting without knowing I was waiting for that moment. And when it happened, I lost my mind.
No, explain. Are you going to talk about this today?
No.
Well, prepare yourself. But anyway, do you think I came off bad?
No.
All right.
You guys can just edit it out.
Just
edit out the whole thing.
I mean, if you wanted to.
I'm just self-conscious. I'm self-conscious about this new chapter in my life and listeners feeling disconnected from me for having experiences that are not relatable. That's what I'm worried about.
Okay.
And listener, if you're listening.
She is.
Well, she's great. We have totally open community. But like, I really truly think that if I had met her not at a show.
Yeah.
We would have connected. Like.
Yeah.
With the dance background.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just think she's like a really.
You're very drawn to other artists.
Yeah. I think she's like a really talented person.
Yeah.
And she's like kind. This is the other thing is like I've been such a big baby lately. She's like kind and soft.
Oh, you are baby.
Yeah. She takes care of me. She's like really sweet to me. She's always offering to like get me coffee and send it down here. And like I never take her up on these things, but she's
hey, baby,
just so
you
sweet.
Can send me coffee. I'm in Washington Heights off the 156.
It's now the dick and coffee phone.
Yeah. Send me coffee.
But anyway, that's my gay sex from this week. All right, look, you little piece of shit. I know you skipped the audio notes. I'm coming to Washington, D.C. on tour, ashleygavin.com. Go get your tickets, sign up for the mailing list, and put your zip code in. It helps me decide where I'm going on tour. So if you want me to come near you, go do that. And one more time for the Patreon, patreon.com/WHGS. It is what keeps this podcast going. It pays Kate and Alex's bills and also mine. We're releasing full bonus episodes with guests called You're Having Gay Sex on the Patreon. You can listen to it just like you're listening to this on your phone, in your car, watch it on your laptop. And we read your gay sex stories and we hear from the guest as well. So that's a fun time. Patreon.com/WHGS. Thanks, guys.
Listener, spring has sprung. Love is in the air. And that means you need your Helix mattress. You don't want to bring a girl home and have her crawl into your bed and feel like shit the next day. And then she takes it out on you and never sees you again. Help your boo thang get a good night's sleep on a Helix mattress. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex. Take the 2-minute mattress quiz and you'll find out which mattress is best for you. And it's no stress. You get 100 nights to try it. And there's a 10 to 15 year warranty. So don't sweat this decision. But I know you're going to love it because you don't have to take my word for it. Helix has been awarded the #1 mattress picked by GQ and Wired magazine. It's even recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra-help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Akeem, did you have gay sex this week?
Yeah. I fucked this dude named, what the fuck is his name? Ben?
Well, we could read.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I don't give a fuck about this nigga's name. His name's Ben. There's not many Bens are in fucking Harlem. A lot.
Wow, we gave a name and a location.
Like, I don't care. He doesn't follow
me on
social
media. Do you know how
many
Bens live in Harlem and are 6'3 with green eyes? No, and always wear the same striped sweatshirt every day?
He was taller than me. I don't know how tall he was. He's a lawyer.
I don't know why I just described Waldo.
Oh, he's a lawyer.
Yeah.
Waldo.
Yeah. I was like, tall, green eyes, striped sweater.
You know Ben Waldo. He's got all those books.
Yeah. I don't know anything about him. I just met him on Grindr. It was a Grindr hookup. So we'll never see each other again.
Yeah.
We talked a little bit after we fucked. He's like, what do you do? I'm like, oh, I'm a comedian. I had to head to the cellar. I was at the cellar that night. So I was just like, I'm like, yeah, let's fuck a few times. And then I'm going to go to the cellar. And he's like, okay, cool.
What's
the cellar?
Did he come with
you? No, of course, kind of. Oh. This is fucking, no, I don't want this in my work because I made fun of him on stage at the show. and then I left him my card. He's like, I'd love to see a show sometime. I'm like, yeah, whatever. So I left him my card. But he's
you
not
gave
gonna...
him a business card?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. Yeah, I gave him a business card.
This is the critical difference between gay men and lesbians. Yeah, yeah. So we just found it right there.
Yeah, yeah. I gave
him lesbians will knit you a fucking sweater. Yeah. Chelsea made that sweater for Kate.
Yeah.
That's what they leave.
Yeah.
You're like, I'd like to do business again.
Yeah.
Here's the dick phone
number. Yeah.
On your business card, is it the dick phone
no,
or the
no
regular
phone? No,
there's
no phone. Is this a link to my Instagram? So I'm like, yeah, follow me if you and go to my website if you want to come see shows or whatever. Yeah, so I told him, I'm not, we're not going to fuck it. We might fuck again because I put a star on his Grindr. So on Grindr, he's like a star now. So like next time he's online, I might like hit him up and go fuck him. But like,
I love that you were like, please check out my website for future tour dates.
Yeah, whatever.
As if you were ending a comedy show.
Yeah.
You're like, thanks so much, you guys. I hope you had a great night. AkeemWoods.com.
That is the website.
AkeemWoods.com/321 on my Venmo.
That's it. That's all it.
Ben Waldo, I had a great time. Have a great night. Yeah. Tip your server. That's me.
The sex was pretty good. And it was a cute apartment.
Tip your server.
Yeah.
He served up the dick.
Yeah. He did. It was good. It was
but
good
also
sex.
Put your tip in your server.
Yeah.
Just the tip your server.
Just the tip
your server.
He was cute. That's it. We fucked, took a shower.
You took a shower together?
No, I don't have time for that.
Just
I've taken showers with dudes before, but his shower was not big enough for two.
It was his place.
Yeah, it's his place. Yeah, I don't fuck him. I do fuck him at my place sometimes. But yeah, he had his own place. It was a cute little place. It looked like this, so, you know, gay. But for men, not for women. It was a gay man place. And yeah, he told me afterwards, he was like, oh, I'm a lawyer. I'm like, I don't care. And yeah, he was nice. He was
so fun. Do you enjoy casual sex?
100%. I don't. Yeah, 1,000%.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm casual sexing all the time. I don't mind dates. I don't mind a date every now and then if it's something I plan. Like if it's a dude, I'm crushing on this dude right now, but I don't know if he's gay yet. I'm gonna find out tonight. Fingers crossed. Sorry.
How did you meet him?
At a club. A comedy club.
A comedy club.
There we go. Yeah.
That's why I meet all these niggas. Because I don't go to gay clubs. I just do comedy. This is all I do. So we're gonna hang out. We're supposed to hang out tonight, maybe. I don't know. So we'll see. I gave him my number, not my dick phone number, my actual number.
Uh-huh. My love number. You like him.
Yeah.
My love number.
We'll see.
There's a dick phone and the heart phone.
Yeah. So we'll see if we'll see what happens.
I kind of want to know about this guy that you don't know. If he's gay.
I know.
But you gave him your number. Like, what does that interact? Because to me,
he seems like he dates. I know he's dated women. So I know he's not 100% gay. But I feel like he's. I've talked to some servers and people at this place. And they're like, we think he is. I'm like,
Interesting.
So
he's like a regular there.
Yeah.
That's a big move for a straight dude to go up to the gay comedian after, because that's who you are. You're the gay comedian.
Well, there was a lot of gay comedians on that particular lineup.
Okay. You were his favorite.
Yeah.
There was choice.
So we'll see what happens. We're supposed to hang out today, hopefully. And then hopefully he's gay. And if he's not, then I'll be sad. And then life will go on.
What are you guys doing?
I think this bodes well.
He's going to go to a different show. So I have two.
He's coming to another show.
Yeah.
He's your boyfriend.
No.
And I say we'll that fully knowing that the ballerina that I've been talking about has done the same thing.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. I'm not like too invested in it because I feel like he's not. I have terrible gaydar. I've talked about it on stage, but I'm like the worst at telling them someone's gay and they could just be nice and just be a fan. And this happened numerous times.
Mm.
So I'm not even putting that much stake into
it. Did he ask you for your number?
No. Oh, he offered it because I was like, I'm like, we should, I'll see you next time you're at one of my shows, we'll hang out or whatever. He's like, just take my number.
No, this is not.
And then he gave
this
me.
This is not a fan interaction. This is not like a.
He's gay.
Yeah, he's gay.
Yeah, or bi or whatever.
Yeah, bi.
He's interested. He's interested in you.
Yeah, he wants the dick phone.
Hopefully. But we'll see. But I'm not banking on it. So, like, if he cancels tonight, he does. Or if he doesn't, whatever. I'm still doing my spots. I'm still getting paid. Who cares? And if we end up hanging out, that'd be great. And if not, I'll just go fuck Ben. Like, yeah. I'm not too worried about it.
I'm thinking of Ben Waldo just sitting in his little gay-looking apartment, just like waiting for the next grinder guy to come.
Yeah, he's very handsome, so I'm sure he does well. Like, whatever, he's not busy.
I'm thinking about gay Where's Waldo.
Yeah.
It's just like a sea of striped dildos.
Yeah.
And like hidden in there is Ben Waldo. And you have to like find Ben Waldo.
I do enjoy. I did. Ben was fun. So I might fuck him again a few times. Maybe. I don't know.
What makes a hookup fun for you? Because I feel like a lot of our listeners are queer women or AFAB or trans lesbians. We have like mostly like under that banner. There's some trans men, of course, too. And I feel like we have not this category.
You guys don't have a lot of
people.
Gay dudes?
We don't. No, we have gay dudes too, okay. But probably as many gay dudes as straight dudes.
Oh,
like
straight dudes, dick pics 321-431-1426. I can help you take better dick pics.
The guy that you're hooking up with might like be listening to this right now.
I hope so,
as a straight man. I didn't say anything wrong in trying to categorize. I'm not trying to categorize you, listener. I'm just saying, you know, statistically speaking.
Yeah. We're all about statistics.
Yeah, a lot of bi people. Women. And, yeah.
I have a sketch called Hitch Dicks, and it did really well. It got like 10,000. It got like
Hinge Dicks or Hitch Dicks.
It's like the movie Hitch, but for dicks. So it was basically, I sent it to you. It went pretty viral on Facebook, and it kind of went viral on Instagram. That gay nigga from what's that movie? A white gay dude, fat. What's his name? White fat gay dude. Anyway,
I don't know where to begin.
Anyway, he
I'm literally everyone in Hollywood.
Like Mean Girls, the nigga from Mean Girls.
Oh, yeah.
That's his name. Frenzy. Yes, super nice guy. We've done shows together. I should know his name, but that's fine. He doesn't know my name, so it's all good. He shared the video and like it did really well.
Oh, that's so nice.
But anyway, Hitchsticks is basically a made up app that I made. We made a whole sketch. It's really well done. I'll send it to you. We made a whole sketch about like the company was gay dudes helping straight dudes take better dick pics.
That's great.
And it's called Hitch
Dick. That's so funny.
And I gave out my dick number on that, and I got so many texts because it had like 10,000 views. So I had so many people like texting me about dicks and shit. So yeah. If
did you get any good ones? Did they take your advice? What is the number? I will never use this, but for our listeners with dicks, what is the number one? Like, how do you take the best possible?
It's like, okay. First of all, you don't be in your bathroom. Like, don't be in on your toilet. Like, I've seen so many dick pics. I'm like, motherfucker, gross.
Oh
yeah.
Because now they're thinking about your bathroom.
Straight
and
male
not your
listener.
Dick.
Straight male listener. If you're gonna take that photo at the top of Machu Picchu, make it a 2-for-1.
Oh
pull
my gosh.
Out your dick.
Yeah.
Give me something interesting.
Yeah, and it's like, and if you're gonna compare with size. Compare with something nice. Don't use like a shitty ass remote because now we know you don't have a flat screen TV. Like you have a fucking box TV. And like don't do small water
listener,
bottles. Like,
pull out the Rolex compare your dick to.
Compare if you're gonna be comparative and like.
Oh my
if,
gosh! I just had the image of a dick so thick that you could wear a Rolex.
Yeah,
like
see,
on a wrist.
Dicks like that. But like yeah,
instead
for more
of
pointers,
lengthwise, just...
text Hitch Dicks at 321-431-1426.
I love that.
What was I saying before that, though?
I think you were talking about you got a ton of texts from Hitchsticks.
Yeah, but before I brought up Hitchsticks,
we might have been talking about Ben and the hookup starring
someone. Oh, what makes a good hookup?
Yeah, what makes a good hookup? And what I was going to say was I don't have come over to my place, fuck relationships that I started. Like, that's how I did it, like on an app. Actually, Ballerina in bed asked me last night. Oh, my God. She was like, do you always talk to the people you're hooking up with like this? And I was like, emotionally? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, yeah, I'm like an open book and an emotional person. And she goes, because in my straight hookups, we never talk like this. Mm. Like, this was not something that happened.
Oh, yeah, men, because men are the worst. Men, they're trying to fuck and leave immediately, myself included. Like, we just like, okay, cool, bye, baby. Like, so I don't mind intimacy, but I have to plan it. I don't.
I love intimacy.
Yeah. And that's how. Okay, calm down, bitch. That's how. That's
my
how,
cat.
That's how I think. That's how women are wired. I can't say all women, obviously, but that's how I think women enjoy.
I think it's more common.
There's a few. Like, there's a dude that I hooked up with. And we still hook up sometimes. I won't say where we hooked up because I don't want to put it as... But anyway, we hooked up. And that was like an emotional thing. Like, I generally enjoyed hooking up with him. So we hook up from time to time when I'm in his city.
Yeah.
Or when he's in my city.
Yeah.
Because he's also a comic. And you guys don't know. And
are you sure?
I'm not sure, but I'll tell you off air. Okay. But I generally enjoy hooking up with him, but I actually like him. But like we both know that we're not gonna date.
Right.
But like
that's
whenever,
how it is for me. Yeah. Like I have deep conversations. Yeah. I'm friends. These
people
are
I'm friends with this particular person, but the rest of these niggas ain't shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I ain't either. So it's just we both fucking and then.
So knowing that, what makes a good hookup? Then.
I like a good. I mean, someone who can. I'm. I don't mind kiss. I like kissing if they're good at it. But if they're not, I'm like, okay, that's just fuck then. So yeah, someone who's good. Someone who's good at kissing is
Ballerina.
Good.
Excellent kisser.
Yeah. This Ben nigga was alright. Nah, he was a good kisser. Ben was a good kisser. You hear that, Ben?
Dude, I really hope Ben doesn't.
I don't think he does. As a side note, there were two fine dudes at that show that we would. The show that the
so, at my show Sunday School.
Yeah.
It's a great place to meet the gays.
Do they listen to this?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, because I was trying to break up a couple. there was a fine young couple, and like one of them was fine than the other, and I won't say who because I don't remember the names. And yeah, I'd have to check my phone, not my dick phone. But he followed me on Instagram. He's gonna unfollow me immediately. But yeah,
I'm blown away by your honesty. Yeah, I could never.
I'm very honest.
I won't even say the color of Ballerina's eyes because I'm like,
yeah.
You did say that.
Yeah, no, but
we're
she's gonna cut
it. Oh, okay. Alex, bleep it.
Yeah. yeah, no, I don't give a fuck. I'm very candid about everything in my life. Damn, it was. Anyway, there was two of them, and one of them, the one that was interesting, that seemed more nice and interesting, he followed me on Instagram, but his boyfriend was the hotter of the two,
mm-hmm.
which is obvious, which is way too specific. So he's definitely gonna unfollow me now, which is fine. I don't need followers. So he followed me, but his boyfriend, who was a little bit hotter, didn't follow me, and that was the dude I was like trying to like, oh, you gonna, you guys in love? What's going on? And
how,
that's
how broken would you say?
Yeah.
You'd
well,
be?
They were new. They were new. They were very new into. But I can tell that they're just like newly. They're just. Ugh. I don't think. I'm sure I'm not their type. Like sometimes you see gay
how
dudes.
Do you know?
Because some gay white dudes, and this is getting into the race. They're only into other gay white dudes who look like them.
It's okay.
Like
to
that
talk
happens
about that.
A lot.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's what that seemed like. That was them. Which I could be wrong, but motherfucker, I'm right. but like the one that's just, I remember the one that followed me was really nice and sweet, who's gonna unfollow me immediately. I remember his boyfriend didn't follow me, and I'm like, oh, that was the one I was trying to like.
I love how you're like,
I feel like you should break them up. You're like, I'll break you up, and also you could learn a lesson or two about being more diverse in your dating.
Yeah.
But also, you're ugly.
Yeah, I'm 100%. I know. No, none of them were ugly. One was just hotter.
Slightly hotter. Yeah, yeah. Slightly hotter. I'm sorry.
Okay, I would say one was an 8, mm-hmm. and the other one was a 6.
Okay.
And that's not a bad.
All right.
I'm a 6. I'm cool with that. I have a big dick, though, so it changes. My dick's great. My ass is okay. I just got to get abs. But, like, he was a 6. We were both 6s, and then he got an 8, and I'm like, bitch, well, I want an 8. So I was trying to take his 8. But not actively, but then he clearly wasn't interested because he's like, we have to go. I'm like, okay, well, you guys.
Listener, in case you're wondering, every woman that I've ever seen in my entire life is a 10, and I will not deviate.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm
every person I've ever seen in my entire life. I can't believe I'm cancel coaching right now.
I'm obnoxiously honest, and I'm sorry. But anyway, so he followed me, but his boyfriend didn't, and his boyfriend was hot. Was the hotter. That's just what I remember from your show. The show was great. It was fun. But that's the thing that I
the show
I
was a 4, to be perfectly honest.
No, the show was definitely an 8.5. The show was great. It was a great show.
I'm glad.
Alex, bleep that.
I'm glad the show was better than the hottest gay dude there.
Yeah. The show was great. I wouldn't say the hottest gay dude there. The gay dude that gave me time of the day, which is those two. So to paint even more picture, I was going to the bathroom and I saw them there, and the gay dude, the 6, was like, oh, good set. I'm like, oh, thank you, baby.
I've never wanted this guy's name more in my entire life.
I don't know.
I've never wanted to say the name to dox a person. To the 6, we have to give him a name. We cannot call him the 6.
And then
that
I went to pee.
That is the definition of objectification. It's not even objectification because the number 6 isn't even an object. It's a concept. It's conceptification.
But we know it's a white man, Ashley.
Yeah. But also, I'm a 6 too. I'm also a 6, but then when you take the dick and the ass in consideration, I go up by some
point. We don't know anything
point.
About this guy's dick or ass or personality.
Yeah, he seemed like a fine person.
Well, we know that his dick and ass are white.
He comes to Sunday school. What
Sunday school? Is that the name of the show?
Yeah, he comes to Sunday school, so he's a
Is
fucking...
Is that every Sunday?
Yeah.
Oh, well, maybe if you're here this Sunday, baby, maybe I'll pop in.
Anyway, thank you so much. A lot covered there.
Yeah.
Great gay sex.
Thank you. I'm gonna come back to the show one Sunday and see if those people are there.
We're not done. We have to go to Kate.
Oh, Kate. I forgot
this
about Kate.
Every time.
Yeah.
Kate, did you have gay sex this week?
My gay sex this week is a finger blast from the past.
Finger blast from the past.
Do you guys really do that?
What?
Finger blast?
Oh, fingering is divine.
Gross. I've never seen a vagina up close, and I don't want to.
Oh, I love them
so
much, man.
Yeah, I feel the same way about the other stuff.
I'm sure you do. I love fingering, and I would say fingering, if you're a straight male listener, bone up, no pun intended, on your fingering. Bone down on your fingering.
Yeah. Agree. So this was a long time ago.
Are we allowed to tell past fucking?
Yeah.
Oh, I would have told you about the time I had a threesome in a U-Haul. I didn't know we could tell past stories.
All right, we got to have a team back.
No,
time?
It's a long-ass story. I'll tell.
We got to have you back.
It's literally like a 20-minute story, so next time I'll come back.
Perfect.
Fuck.
Yeah. I'll come back. Just Patreon people. I'll be back. I'll tell the story about the fucking New York. Yeah, it was great, but I can't. It's a long story. I didn't know we could tell past stories. I thought it had to be recent. Yeah, Ben was boring, but it was recent. It was the most. The sex was great, Ben, if you're listening. But like, it was just not.
And 6, if you're listening, you're a 10.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure you're a 10 to somebody. I'm a 10 to somebody too, but just not to each other. I might be lower than a 6 to him because he's low key racist, so it's fine. But I didn't know we could tell past stories because I had a threesome in a U-Haul, but I didn't know we were allowed to tell.
Oh my gosh.
Truly, I have time. I don't know if you have an extra 20 minutes.
No, I'd rather do it on a different one. Cool. It's fine. Okay. Yeah. I don't want to overstep and take.
No, you're not at all. We do this all. You weren't here, but I've had a comedian get through like a full story and be like, I hated that. Can I do a different story? And yeah. I was like, of course.
Yeah.
Anyway, Kate, gay sex this week?
Yeah. My gay sex this week is a finger blast from the past. I was thinking about this because it was Halloween. Well, we've been talking about casual sex and how I had a hard time with casual sex. And I was like, I want to have casual sex and I want to enjoy it. So I was like, I'm going to have a one night stand. Like I'm going into this. I'm going to have a one night stand. And
was this your first one night stand?
I'd had hookups that because I was so new to being gay, there was so much emotion in it for me. Not like love stuff, just like, yeah. Like mind blowing emotion that I could not let it be. Oh, like a one night thing. Like I'd had like two nights or like a couple hookups.
Sure. Okay. It was supposed to be one night stand and you just latched on. Okay.
Yeah, or just like it was maybe a singular moment, but it lasted like a week or 2 weeks. And I was like, okay, I just want to have like I'm just gonna have casual,
you wanna have
casual
a true
sex.
One night
I want to have
stand.
A true like one night stand, and so I like had a crush on this girl, and I found out that she was friends with benefits with the men's soccer captain, and I was like,
and you were the women's soccer
great,
captain.
I'm the women's soccer
that
captain.
Is so fucking funny.
I was like, that's how sexuality works, right?
Just the mirror image.
Oh my god, the men's soccer captain was probably so fine. Just soccer player, dude. Soccer player, just. Oh,
and the women's soccer captain was probably a man.
The first dude I ever had a crush on, Eddie Gonzalez. You can keep that in.
Solid high school, five.
Yeah.
Solid
no. Eddie Gonzalez, he's still a 10. I'll show you pictures later. He's gorgeous, but he played soccer.
Yeah, yeah.
Huge dick. Anyway.
And big butts, the soccer guys.
Yeah. Oh
big
my,
strong butts.
Oh, Eddie Gonzalez. Anyway. Sorry.
But so I was like, okay, so like that this shouldn't be a problem. And then my friend was like, no, she's like straight. And I was like, but she has short hair. And he was like, are you joking me, Kate? Like, I'm like a cis straight guy. Do I really need to tell you that just because someone has straight hair doesn't mean they're a lesbian?
No, I'm with you. She's gay.
I was like, come on, though.
It takes a lot to cut your hair as a straight woman.
And it was like really short, you know? Like, it was like really short.
Was there dye in the hair?
Yeah.
She's also, gay. Bitch, she's playing soccer.
No,
she's not playing soccer? No. She's just fucking socking people?
Yeah,
okay.
But dyed hair.
Yeah.
Dyed short hair. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Look, that doesn't make you gay, but like if you're like, well, maybe. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, bummer, like whatever. And I was having kind of this like down night because it was a Wednesday. It was senior bar night. So all my friends went out to the bars and I stayed home because the Red Sox were in the World Series. I'm from Massachusetts, big Sox fan.
God,
and
this
I was
is
expecting
gayer and gayer.
And somehow straighter and straighter. If you fully identified as a man, as opposed to like gender nonconforming,
I'd be an asshole.
This would be a straight story. I wanted to fuck this girl, but she was already fucking the soccer captain anyway. I had to stay home because of the Sox game.
Did the Sox win? I know nothing about
So I'm watching the Sox. Sports. They're literally in the World Series. And
which the fact that it's called the World Series and we play only in America, what nightmares.
But I know, that's so dumb. Baseball is the only sport where that's legitimate. Like, because it was named the World Series after a magazine called World Magazine. So it wasn't supposed to be the whole world.
Please stop right now.
What?
Everyone just turned off the podcast. Tell your fucking story.
Okay.
Oh, I'm at 100%.
I'm sorry.
but for real, when you say, when you're World Series champions, you're not saying champions of the world the way they are
World
when,
Magazine.
When you win,
Well, then they fucking, no, change it to World Magazine. Because no one
World
knows
Magazine
that.
World Magazine Series.
Yeah, World Magazine, because no one knows that except for like nerds,
World
like,
Star,
no
World
offense.
World Star Series.
But no one knows that. So change the shit to Magazine.
Also, it's changed. Yeah. Like, I don't think the magazine even exists anymore.
Exactly. Because they know what the fuck they're doing.
The
fuck baseball.
The point is, it started for a specific reason versus when, like, the Patriots win the, like, football thing, and they're like, we're champions
Kate,
of the world.
I'm bored.
Okay, fine.
Okay, so you were trying to fuck this soccer bitch.
You're at home.
No, I'm the soccer bitch.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry.
And so I'm at home and I'm expecting a crowd. I put on my jersey, my hat, I get some popcorn. I'm like expecting a crowd in the dorm for the big game. You know, we're in Massachusetts and there was no one there. Aww. It was just me by myself because apparently everyone who goes to
Christmas
liberal.
Christmas time is here.
Wait, what school do you go to? Are you allowed to say?
I went to Amherst in Massachusetts.
Okay, so no one there gives a fuck about baseball.
Well, so what I realized is no one there is like from fucking Massachusetts. They're all from Manhattan.
Yes, they're all from, they all went to school with me.
Yeah. So
are
I'm
you
like,
from New York, Ashley?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay, go ahead.
So I'm sitting there, I'm watching the World Series. I get a text from my other friend, Sarah, who just sends me the text, confirmed she's bisexual. And I just like.
And Sarah's like, I'm currently inside of this woman.
No.
Bisexual.
No. She's like, confirmed bisexual. And I just like.
That's the text I'm hoping for tonight.
Right?
Yeah, call right? back.
I have a good feeling about that. But so my heart starts to explode. I look up at the TV, and literally in that moment, the Red Sox win the World Series.
Oh, that's the most gayest story. Of all time.
So I like have my hands over my head, standing up alone, yeah. Victorious.
Johnny Damon, yeah. Sarah's bisexual.
Oh, that's
whatever
adorable.
Her fucking name is.
Well, I haven't told you her name. So Sarah tells me that she's bisexual. So then Sarah's like,
Johnny Damon is a confirmed bisexual.
And my friend, my friend was
wait. How the fuck did Sarah find out?
Talking to her at
oh,
the bar.
I mean, I guess that's
because everyone was at the bar drinking. Yeah.
Were they watching the Red Sox game?
No.
Okay.
So me and Sarah made a plan. And I admired my friend because she was, she didn't have all these hang-ups about intimacy that I had.
Yeah.
Like, because when it came down to it, it's like, there was a point in my life where I was like, oh, I'm saving myself for marriage. And that's a very easy battle to lose.
You were saving yourself for marriage?
Yeah.
God, ooh,
you know, when I was like a kid.
You have
like,
been through some tribulations.
Okay. Anyway. So then I'm like, okay, but... Like, I guess it's not for marriage, but it's only for being, like, in love. And because of the relationships I'd had, I was like, and love is painful.
Oh, sex was only with love?
Yeah, like,
oh,
love.
Oh, girl, I wouldn't be having sex. I don't think I've loved anybody.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I don't do love.
That's fair
oh
enough.
Oh, my God, Akeem, you have to
but this was
back.
So this okay. was something
we
I was
to unpack you.
Yeah.
I'm going to help you fall in love.
Okay, babe, we'll see what
everyone
happens.
Should experience love.
That sounds painful. Come baby,
Well, so that's how I felt at that time. I was like, I was actively trying to experience intimacy out of love. And intimacy, I don't think, had been, like, especially delightful for me because based on the relationships I had, I saw love as kind of this, like, serious, kind of, like, to be honest, painful.
Yeah, you had a warped
thing.
View of love because of
yeah,
your
so
past.
I was like, I'm just gonna experience casual sex. Like, I trust my friend that it's a fun experience. She kind of, like, held my hand.
Casual sex is the best.
Through it, but I wanted to chicken out at the last minute. I was like, I can't do this. I want to chicken out.
Wait,
and Sarah was like,
sorry, I got lost. Who are we having casual sex with?
The girl, the soccer coach,
the one who was friends with benefits with the soccer guy.
So soccer fan.
Confirmed bisexual soccer
confirmed
fan.
Confirmed bisexual, that's
yeah,
what we'll call
the
it.
The confirmed bisexual. And so my friend Sarah just kind of like was like hand-holding me through it, being like, you're going to have
fun. That's where I got
gonna
confused.
Have
Sarah's like in the room coaching you?
No, just like beforehand.
Okay.
I was like, never mind, I can't do it. And she was like, no. I invited her to the Halloween party. Like, this is going to be great. Like, you're going to have fun. Like, don't worry about it. Just put yourself out there, which was also a scary thing to do. It's like fearing normal rejection, you know?
Yeah.
And so she was like, let's dress up like slutty for Halloween. And I was like, okay. And so we dressed up as Jazzercise, which is not slutty.
What's a
not
bathing
sexy.
Suit. Like, and some leg warmers.
Yeah, but it was. But I wore the unitard, but I wore pleather leggings underneath it.
Okay.
It was a wild choice.
Yeah, you're definitely a lesbian. Or leaning towards it.
So then I show up to the party, and the confirmed bisexual shows up, and she sprinkles fairy dust on me, and Jesus. I'm like, this is gonna happen. And then
was she dressed as a fairy?
No.
Oh, that would have been hilarious.
And then. Like within 30
Wait,
seconds.
How was it fairy dust? Was it could have been.
I don't know. You know, like body glitter and stuff.
Oh,
it was
okay.
just like, yeah, there you go. Okay. I don't know. It was like flirty.
You're just in. You're like elated and in heaven that
yes.
you're talking to this woman. So this
yes.
confetti has now turned into fairy dust.
Yes, yeah. exactly.
Okay.
And then within like 30 seconds, we're making out. And then we ended up going back to her place. And at one point, we started having sex, and at one point I had her entire body lifted above my head.
Jesus.
You're like, Can the soccer captain do that? Can the soccer captain do that? How much can he bench? Yes, that's lesbian sex. That's okay. Why I am always looking for a teeny little ballerina that I can make into my sugar plum fairy.
Okay.
And
okay, because I don't know anything about. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I have no idea how about women's sex. So,
but so
there's some lifting involved.
I don't know. It's like you know, painful. Like when a mother lifts a car off a baby.
No, my mom was a good mother. We never had that. Yeah, I never had to deal with
my mother's a terrible car. Mother, and boy, she can bench a lot. So. Yeah.
But so I just like unleashed this like strength and this passion. And it was fun and it was happy and it was exciting. And then after we were done, we just like had this conversation where like I asked her about all the places in the world that she'd been. I'd asked her like what all the little trinkets in her room were. And we were just chatting and laughing and we had a good time. And it was like a connection, but it was light and happy.
Yeah.
And
that's great. That's wonderful.
I fell asleep for a little bit. And like woke up in the morning and left in that kind of like still gray, like still kind of dark morning. I'm walking back to my dorm and I'm like, oh my gosh, like I'm so proud of myself.
And the Red Sox won the World Series.
Right. Yeah. I was like, I like
Sweet Caroline started playing as soon as you like lifted her. That was like your ballet.
Sweet Caroline.
So it was the one night you never hooked up again?
Well, actually, we're now engaged.
Okay.
Why didn't we go with this? You just missed it.
Oh, what? Oh my
You idiot. You idiot. You missed the big surprise ending to the story.
Congratulations.
I was so focused on the fisting.
I was so focused on the bit.
I always fuck up because I want to do a better bit or a riff. I did it with Casey too. She like said this really funny thing, but I was so focused on my own fucking bit. I'm always too focused on the bit.
Anyway.
I'm in fetal position.
Wait, so are you really engaged?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's a really cute story about Chelsea.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry
Chelsea's
that I fucked
it. Oh, Chelsea's your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Oh.
Fiance
now.
Well, yeah.
I'm really sorry that I fucked that up.
That's okay.
Did I meet Chelsea?
No. Oh, yes. Yeah. She was there.
Was she like the one that was helping with stuff?
No, that's Diana.
Okay. Diana, the producer. Come to Sunday school every Sunday at 8 p.m.
She was so
particularly
sweet.
If you're black, because Akeem says so.
Yeah, because I mean, let's get this up to a 10. I might be there this Sunday because I love Frankie, but I also have spots, so I don't know.
Yeah,
but
I'll come we'll get you back on the show for sure. You're so funny. I heard rave reviews about you.
Thank you. And then I can
it was great.
Hope that couple is there, and then I can, you know,
you can help them break up.
I don't want you guys to break up. Let me preface that. I just want to fuck the other guy, or you, or both of you, to be honest. The threesome's always fun.
Six and eight.
Yeah, that's a great number.
He just doesn't want to fuck together.
That's a 14.
That's a 14. I was gonna say 15 because it's public school, but yeah. I'm all about. I would fuck either of you two, but I would prefer to fuck the other one. But I would love to fuck you too. Like we're both like we can fuck each other. It'd be great. We'll flip a coin.
That was a fantastic story, and I'm really sorry that I derailed the ending because I had
that
to.
That was
make,
a very sweet
I
story.
I did. To be fair, though, my sick riff was about how
you're
the gay nutcracker is like the confirmed bisexual and the Red Sox winning, and the soundtrack is Sweet Caroline.
Oh, I see.
And maybe some nuts get
cracked. How long have you guys been dating?
So we're about to have our 8-year anniversary.
Oh, and you're just now getting engaged? Okay.
Yeah, I know.
That's so unlesbian-like.
It's a reverse U-Haul.
That's so fun. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, that was really sweet.
Thank you.
That was like a very sweet story.
I'm glad.
And does this fix what I did?
Yeah, sure.
That means it does not.
No, it doesn't.
Anyway, I just think it's
your
I think
story
it's
was like an 8.5. Mm-hmm. And my story was a 6, maybe less.
That's fair.
Well, your story is Black Swan, and that's a fantastic movie. So.
And another ballet.
Well, yes.
I'm really trying to make this ballet stuff work, and it's not.
I've never been to one. I'm never going to go, but.
Oh, I love going to the ballet.
No, I lie. If I hooked up with a ballet nigga, and he was like, let's go to the ballet, and he was like, really fine, I'd probably do it.
In those tights?
Mm. God. There's a ballet dude who's not gay, which is unnecessary, by the way. If you do ballet and you're not gay, Max, that's his name, and like, it's like, really, motherfucker, for what?
For what?
Why? I had a crush on this dude. His name is Max. And he did ballet in Orlando. And he was like the one straight ballerina. I'm like, nigga, you're straight? Like, everything about you streams flaming, like, homosexual. And he's like, oh, I like women. I'm like, yeah, me too. They're fun to, like, touch, but I'm not sleeping with them. He's like, I sleep with them. I'm like, ugh. Anyway, you do ballet,
like,
and you're a straight man.
This guy is straight.
If you're a straight man that does ballet, you're appropriating our culture. it's a nightmare. And he's so hot. Oh God, he's hot. He lives in Texas now. I'm giving you guys all his information. I'll give you his last name, but I don't know how to pronounce it. But yeah, Max something.
What an amazing episode. Akeem, where can people find you?
I've told you guys everything.
That's true. You have. But
AkeemWoods.com, AkeemWoods.com. That has my tour dates. My Instagram is also at AkeemWoods. My Twitter, I have 44 followers. I'm terrible at social media. My Twitter is AkeemWoods. And I've only tweeted one thing. It was just, I tweeted at Chick-fil-A, y'all still hate gay niggas because I want waffle fries. So that was my only tweet.
That's a really good tweet, though.
Yeah, it got nothing. But I have 44.
I thought you were going to be like, it went viral.
No, I have 44 followers, so I didn't expect much. I'll be in Raleigh, North Carolina with Godfrey Thanksgiving, the week after Thanksgiving. So the 26th of the 20, whatever the fuck
okay.
it is.
Okay, give me one more after that, just in case we come out a week later. AkeemWoods.com.
I'm doing Carolina Comedy Club in Myrtle Beach, December 9th through the 12th.
Nice.
I'll be in New York Comedy Club December 17th. And then I'm at the Comedy Cellar a lot. So you can go to the website, and if you see a picture of me, go to that show.
Sweet. And he might be on Sunday School.
Yeah, yeah. Eventually. I'm going to pop in.
Kate's show on December 9th.
I've got announcing.
December 9th, no, I won't be there, but... Because I'm in South Carolina.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Announcing the Luke Ass Spectacular. I'll be hosting a monthly show at Sour Mouse in my drag persona, Luke Ass. And we're going to have comedy, drag, musical comedy, interviews, all kinds of stuff. And it's going to always end with the craziest thing you've ever seen in your life. First show is December 9th, 7 p.m., Sour Mouse in Manhattan.
Can confirm. Kate showed me a Luke Ass Spectacular that you recorded.
Yeah.
And I rewatched it like 17 times.
So you're dressing as a guy or a girl?
A guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is a great question, though.
That is a great question.
That's not even drag for you. It's just your persona. Just your personality. Just who you are.
That's
true.
Fun.
Well, it's not true, but it's like heightening, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, and I guess you can follow me on TikTok, but I don't know what it is. Just type in a keyword. I've posted two videos. They both did poorly, and then I quit. So you can go.
This industry is a bummer. Go follow us, guys.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Thank you. How many times can one lesbian plug her tour dates and her Patreon? The limit does not exist. I'm coming to Washington, D.C. in January. I'm in New York every Sunday, and I just signed with this huge touring agency. I'm so excited. I'm going to be coming to your city. Stop asking me. If you live in a major metropolitan area, period, I'm going to come there eventually. So go over and get on the mailing list. Check out what tickets I have available right now at ashleygavin.com. And if you can't come to a live show, you can watch those live shows recorded on my Patreon, patreon.com/WHS, plus those bonus episodes. Let's get into the gay thought. A little moment of zen with today's gay thought. I'm going to leave you with some of your gay thoughts. Here we go. The holidays are a great time to see if your ex-girlfriend is watching your story. I think getting your nails done is the most homoerotic lesbian thing ever. I get so disappointed and feel vaguely violated when my nail tech is a man. Bisexual thought. Sometimes you have a really gay dream and it sends you into an existential crisis for the next 5 waking minutes. In response to this listener, I have that effect on all women. Gay or horse girl, same energy, and I'm always confused. My 31-year-old friend from LA just texted me, "Oh my God, I'm gay!" and linked an article about compulsory heterosexuality. Another one bites the dust.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.